This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was from January 19th, 1991. We just passed the 30th anniversary of the greatest national anthem I've ever experienced. Just this week, it was discovered that the anthem wasn't being played in an NBA team's first 13 games. The NBA didn't know about it. And then it became a story, and Mark Cuban said, I don't want to play it. So the anthem, political, it's become a moment of sports protest, as it always has been. It has been a cynical prop. Many people argue it should be done away with before sporting events because it's not how a majority of people start their workday, and it's not patriotic, particularly if people can buy hot dogs while it's being performed. Others argue, you know what, continuing to play it can start a conversation, a national conversation, a big conversation about the kind of nation we should be. So we are hoping to get in touch with Wayne Messmer, a man who was synonymous with the Chicago National Anthem, historically tied to the anthem. He sang that anthem at the NHL All-Star Game in 1991 in the Oregon Loft, 2 days after the Gulf War started. And there were, I counted, more than 30 flags, a bunch of patriotic signs, and that was a seemingly an earth-shaking moment, that anthem. It was, you couldn't hear, somebody leaned over to try to talk to me, it was impossible, couldn't hear, just gave up. You were holding on to something because the stadium was shaking. And it was such a moment. General Norman Schwarzkopf asked for a tape from NBC, which was showing that All-Star game, and sent it to his troops in the Gulf. That was the thing. That was an anthem of the most memorable anthem I've ever been a part of. Mark, is there any anthem as we wait to try to reach Wayne Messmer?
Hey, Steve, can I jump in here?
Yeah.
Stifler here. So, in in kind of the theme of the show, sucking. So I had my Waynes mixed up. Wayne Randazzo said yes, and or sorry, Wayne Mesmer said yes and then canceled, but I thought Wayne Randazzo said no. So Wayne Randazzo can't. Wayne Randazzo said yes. So Wayne can probably join us at one, but that's Randazzo and not Mesmer.
And Wayne Mesmer doesn't like us. Why?
What was that?
Wayne Mesmer, why doesn't he like us?
No, he said yes, and then I think something came up, which is why he's not answering his phone.
What came up is that he realized it was the Saturday Suckage show, even though he's on the opening of this show.
I guess
who's
so.
On first? What's on second? What?
So why don't you just tell us what our schedule is now?
Yeah. Let's re-rack this whole thing.
So I confirmed with Wayne. I'm trying to confirm with Wayne Randazzo for 1 p.m. So Wayne Mesmer is not going to be joining us today.
What about Wayne Gretzky? Is he good to go, or is Gretzky, does he need a little bit more time?
Larrivee might be more obtainable than Gretzky.
Larrivee. Okay, what about World? What about Wayne's World? Is that available to us today? All right, well, this is an interesting turn of events. I don't know. Steve, which
what
Wayne
about
would
Wayne
you rather?
Knight? He played Newman, right? Wasn't that Newman's name? Isn't
yeah.
that the actor who played Newman, Wayne Knight? How'd you do with that, Stifler?
Yeah.
I think Wayne Knight canceled. Gretzky's coming
so
out at one.
Funny.
This is great.
Bless, we had this whole thing set up, walking right into the greatest anthem ever.
And now we're stuck with the anthem as a topic without a guest.
You know what?
Oh,
here, I'll tell you what will get us back on
this
track.
Sucks.
Stifler, what you're going to do now is we're going to go back to the slap shot cut. So we get back to the slap shot cut of the anthem. And then we're gonna ask you questions about your mom because we're the mom show, and it's too obvious not to ask about Stifler's mom. So why don't you rack that up for us, Stifler?
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Three, you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend you. I'm listening to a song.
There we go. Now we're back.
But BTW, you did ask me the question about favorite national anthem, and yeah, Wayne Mesmer was great. So a texter jumped on this and is absolutely right. I don't even remember what the venue was. I'm assuming it was probably Super Bowl, but Whitney Houston was unbelievable. Roseanne Barr, that was goosebumps. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. So,
and the crotch grabbing. Do not forget the Roseanne Barr crotch grabbing on that horrible rendition.
Hey, guys. Wayne Randazzo just texted. He's good for 1 p.m. Also, there's... there's a Wayne on the phone if you want to take him. He's in New Lenox.
Oh, great.
Sure. What does he want to talk about? Not the topic we're talking about.
He's here. He's there, Steve. Sense. It's too late. We let him in the door. Wayne, what's up?
All right, we have a breaking phone call. Wayne from New Lenox.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're just... We're making history on Saturday Suckage, Wayne. How about you?
Well, I felt compelled to give you a call because... You were missing a Wayne, so I could fill that void for you and just tell you I'm a fan of the suckage.
Thanks, Wayne.
That's terrific. You sound like you're a member of the WB Club, too. Are you a Wake and Baker?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah, okay, and this would be one of those times. So which Wayne did we miss? Don't give
me Mesmer.
Yeah, we missed all the Waynes. We're getting shut out.
That's who we thought we were bringing on, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate you calling and telling us that you're Wayne. By the way, when you were talking about the anthem and you referred to it as a cynical prop, I actually have always kind of thought of you as a cynical prop. So it's really perfect. Yeah.
It was. It's been used for all kinds of things, and it's been used for protests. It's been used to make a statement. It's been used for in a variety of ways. And There are moments where I've been to a speak. You brought up Roseanne Barr. I was at, while I was at Wayne Messmer's rendition of the 1991 All-Star Game, NHL All-Star Game at the stadium. And a stadium, because it was a Thunderdome, that was even more even more head-splitting, ear-splitting. It just resounded. It should have been, it probably registered on the Richter scale. I was also at, and growing up in L.A., opening day in 1977, Frank Sinatra paid off, made good on his word. He told Tommy Lasorda, you ever become manager of the Dodgers, I will sing the national anthem on your opening, your home opener. So Lasorda became manager. Sinatra walks out in center field, and his voice broke during the national anthem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was the thing. So that was, I was a part of
it. And the Rockets!
Oh, Carl Lewis.
Yeah, that was a thing too. Do you think it should be played before every game, Mark? Do we need that?
Well, here's the way I answer that question. I don't personally need it. If the majority of our armed forces, past and present, if they feel like they think it's needed before sporting events to feel good, then I defer completely to them on this issue. I personally don't need it, but you know, if they do, this is one of those things. Like, it's the same argument to me as Native Americans when it comes to using Indian or Native American names. It's not up to me to be offended or to say that it's being politically correct. It's up to them. So that's where I go. I don't know if that's a cop-out, but that's where I defer for sure. I personally, I don't care. I don't need it. But if they do, then I'm down with it.
Yeah, I don't – I'm not a fan of it because the way it gets abused, there was a specialness about it. The idea of, and then having experienced what, after laughing through the Sinatra thing, it's like, okay. But then when you get the seriousness of war and being in the stadium, and I thought that just was underscored or led me to a conclusion that that's the moment where it was needed. I mean, it was stunning.
Yeah.
The American flags and the signs about patriotism and what that meant, the sincerity of that. Even though it was a tradition that began at Game 3 of the 1985 Campbell Conference Finals. Wayne's in the Oregon loft of the old stadium. He's about to start. The Hawks are down 2-0 to the Gretzky Oilers. And all of a sudden, the organ starts, and Wayne's about to sing, and people in the stadium start cheering and cheering. That is how that began, that game, that moment, and it crested, I believe, in 1991. And then I thought about George Bush throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium after the first game in New York after 9/11, after the attack on the Twin Towers. And I thought, that's a time where the national anthem would have been special. I couldn't even tell you who sang it. I don't even know. But I will say this, the Super Bowl, Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan, I loved the Super Bowl national anthem this year. I thought the melding of genres and the quality of the singers, that was something. That was just such a beautiful idea, well executed, and that's not an easy song to sing, no matter how talented you are. I thought that was great. Did you see the anthem this year?
Yeah, of course. No, I thought it was great. I think duets on the anthem are always good because they got to get it right. You know, you have two people depending on each other to get it right, so you're not going to get a lot of screw-ups of the lyrics or else it would just be comically bad. So, no, I agree. I thought it was really good. You know, it's funny when you think about the Blackhawks national anthem in particular with, you know, to this day, that when there is a crowd there during home games, everybody stands up and cheers. And we think about this is the epitome of the meaning being lost of the national anthem. The idea of the national anthem is to feel pride for your country, to feel pride for and for those that have fought for us, that we have lost, all of that, it's almost like a prayer. But there is no, like when people are standing up and cheering through the anthem at Blackhawks games, and it's awesome to be a part of it. It's not, that's not what anybody's thinking. They're thinking about, this is great, I can't wait to watch this game with the Blackhawks and the Blues, and hopefully this is psyching out the opponent. That's what, and we talk about decibel levels. Nobody ever says, God, I was feeling pride for those that are fighting the Iraq war right now, or whatever the case may be. It's so the meaning of the national anthem, it's not symbolic of thinking about your country anymore. It's symbolic of the nerves that fans, players, before a game starts. It's like all this hype leading up to the game, and then it stops for 4 minutes or whatever it is for everybody to get nervous and to slow their sweat and then get out on the ice or the field or the rink or whatever the case may be, or the court. So there is no, unfortunately for most people, and it's probably not the same for those who are in the armed forces, for most people there is the meaning of the national anthem is totally and completely lost. So what's the point?
In fact, it was a member of the armed forces who suggested Colin Kaepernick kneel silently as a way of protesting it. It was a Green Beret, former Green Beret, who said, this is the way you can make a point. I fought for your right to be able to make this point during that. And then it got it all went sideways. But I will also say that anthem in the stadium with the fans cheering, with that building, because it was such a Thunderdome, it was so small. I mean, the glass was, I think, 200 yards from the doors. And that's how small the building was. And teams used to say, opposing teams would come in and say, let's just be 0-0 after 10 minutes, because that's when it wore off. That they did. And coaches would bring that. That was the game plan for the first 10 minutes. Let's just be 0-0.
Wow. You're talking about the Chicago Stadium when you say that, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, okay.
We have a member of Billy Donovan's staff, one of the greatest anthem moments ever. And we can't do it justice on radio, because you have to see it to really feel it. And I tear up every time I come across that for whatever reason. And I'm going to try to get through explaining this. But Maurice Cheeks was a coach of the Portland Trailblazers, if I have his team affiliation right. I know I have the rest of the story right. There was a 12-year-old girl who was out there to sing the national anthem. And she froze. She got nervous. No, she'd never performed in front of all these people. And there she was. And Maurice Cheeks came over, put his arm around her, and helped her, steady her, and led the entire arena joining in. Everybody sang that anthem. It was a great moment. I mean, it's something you should watch on video. I don't know if you remember it, if you've seen it, or the last time you saw it, Mark.
Of course.
That was a thing. And I don't know. I can't imagine. I would hope that Maurice Cheeks never gets tired of talking about it. I would understand, I guess, if he did. But I did not want to let this discussion pass without mentioning how local that moment is, or was, and how special it was. I thought that was just outstanding.
Steve, I have two options for you. We could play the Mo Cheeks National Anthem. I already have it ready. Or we can go out to another Wayne in Lafayette.
Well, Wayne in Lafayette, if I recall, I think he's like a board member of the Wake and Bake Club. Do I have that right?
I sure am, yeah, buddy.
He's got a gold card.
No, it's a green card now.
Hey, man, how's it going, guys?
Wayner, what's
dude,
up, buddy?
Dude, this is like Toby's vice president.
Hey, man, Toby's a cool dude, man. I like him. He's cool. Sure. Anyway, Grody, you're one of the best, old buddy. You're one of the best, and so are you, Rosie. I'm playing Nick Danger's Third Eye in the Fire Sign Theater play at the school this year. So, anyway, but hey, you guys,
congratulations on that.
The Wake and Bake Club should have Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem before your shows every Saturday.
Is that the one he did at Woodstock?
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Was it too loud? Okay, well, anyway, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, I tried, but hey, you guys, I want you to know I think the world of you, and awful thankful for you guys being on the air during this pandemic and stuff. And Grody, you're just climbing up the ladder, buddy. I'm awful proud of you. So,
well,
you're just you, man. You're top of the line all the time, buddy. So you guys, I just want you to know I think a lot of you. And anytime you're on, I'm always thinking of you and love listening to you guys. So
thank you, Wayne. But don't go yet. Wayne, don't go yet, okay?
Oh, okay.
I want to run a couple ideas. I was going to save this for something else, but you would seem to be the perfect wake and bake forum, the perfect wake and bake panel to evaluate this. So I had two ideas. That one was called marijuana sauce, like roasted garlic and basil marijuana sauce. I said that by accident, and then I Googled it to see if somebody did it, because it seems so obvious, because who can tell the difference between oregano and pot? And if you Google it, you get cannabis garlic butter, you know, which is useful for a lot of things. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done marijuana sauce?
No, just the brownies, guys. Just the brownies. The gummy bears. The gummy bears are good.
I was looking for some one-stop shopping to try to become a more efficient society. So I had another idea, and I thought somebody should invent a vape phone, a cell phone where you could vape, because that's usually what you're doing with both of them, so you combine the activities. How you fix it? You think you could figure that out, Wayne?
I could try to figure it out, guys, but I'm not sure if I could make it successful enough to make it up to you guys' level. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, that's terrific. You know what? Just the answers I expected. Wayne, thank you for calling. Thank you for support. Be well.
Best to you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Wayne's something of a daily inspiration, I would say. Wayne, he props everybody up. That's a good guy right there.
We came in with the greatest national anthem I've ever experienced, and we just ended up with marijuana sauce and a vape phone and a call from yet another Wayne. I would say this is the full oeuvre of Saturday Suckage and the Wake and Bake Show. So if we take a break, could we come back with what Mark heard? Could we come back with the panorama of audio that you've selected, collected, and can bring to share with the class?
Absolutely, and this will get us into a bunch of bears. As a matter of fact, I think that this is what Mark heard is full bears, full-on bears.
Well, that's very important, because I think you're going to be the next quarterback, and I'm going to be your backup. I think that's how it's going to go for what they're doing.
I can hand off.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. Undoubtedly, this is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
We don't have turds on this team.
It's time for What Mark Heard, a rundown of the best sound coming out of Hallis Hall this week on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Indeed. Time for that near award-winning portion of our show called What Mark Heard. It's a good thing we have Mark Grody here because it wouldn't work if it were what Wayne heard, because we have all the Waynes except the Wayne we thought we were going to get. And now at top of the hour, we're going to get Wayne Randazzo, who we didn't think we were going to get. Stifler gave us a whole bunch of information, some of which was right. So this is what Mark heard throughout the week. Mark, lead us in this. Share with the class.
Well, let's go. One of the areas that I want to start with is one of my favorites, and that is Dave Wanstead, who yesterday was on the all-new afternoon show with Parkins and Spiegel, and he was asked to make a prediction about the quarterback for the Bears in 2021.
Let's make a prediction. Who is going to be the week one starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears?
Tough one.
I want one name.
Carson Wentz.
Wow, you think it's going to happen, huh, Coach? Feeling it?
I do. I've talked to some people in Philly, and they are adamant about moving him. He's adamant about moving. It sounds like he would like to go to the Colts, but the Colts are not going to budge on what they are willing to give up. So I think it's I would expect it to happen for the Bears this week. I really would.
Wow. The report that we heard was that the Colts offered 2 second-round picks. Does that jibe with what you've heard, Coach, and they're not budging from that?
Yeah, I haven't. You know what? I can't confirm anything. I'm not even sure what the Bears have offered, you know? Now, there always could be a dark horse candidate in this thing. All of a sudden, San Francisco trades Garoppolo to New England, and all of a sudden the 49ers jump into it. You know, I mean, stuff like that does happen. So it's never over till it's over. But all indications are that I think it's a two-man race right now, Colts and Bears, and I would pick the Bears if I had to pick someone.
How about that, Steve? The prediction, and it's based on Dave talking to people. He doesn't always offer news or not willing to admit that he's spoken to people. Dave Wanstead predicting that this week the Bears will have Carson Wentz as their new quarterback. What do you think?
I think it'd be incredibly stupid. He's Mitch Trubisky. So you're going to give up more draft capital to re-sign Mitch Trubisky? That's what
so
you're
Trubisky
doing
was an MVP candidate at one point in time in his life.
Yes, he was.
Let's
all remember that. Yeah. The only good part of all of that is that the Colts reportedly gave the Eagles the best offer the Eagles have received, and it was 2 second-round draft picks. So far, Ryan Pace has not been dumb enough to give up a number one pick or a first-round pick. That's the only thing out of this. Carson Wentz is Mitch Trubisky. We know how that movie ends. It ends with an interception in the end zone. And the idea of them collaborating and the quarterbacks being in this incubator, I don't know. Do you see Carson Wentz doing anything different here than Mitch Trubisky did? Since he came back from his injury, what has he done that's been any better, one more than Mitch Trubisky?
He had a bad year last year. That's the way I look at Carson Wentz, and I don't think you should put all your stock. It was bad. I mean, 16 touchdowns to 15 picks last year for Carson Wentz, a 57.4 completion percentage. Not good, not good at all. But in 2019, 27 touchdown passes, 7 picks, 21-7 in 2018. And we all know that he was terrific in 2017 until he got hurt. 13 games that year, 33 TDs to 7 picks, a 78.5 QBR. Yes, I do think Carson Wentz is better than Mitchell Trubisky. I don't even think that that's a question, quite frankly. And relative to what else is available out there, and I realize that's setting the bar low, Carson Wentz is a guy who would be a good get for the Bears because there's just not a lot of other options. Dak Prescott, that ain't happening. I don't think Derek Carr is happening. I don't think you want 38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick to be your quarterback this year. I don't think you want to bring in Joe Flacco or a lot of these guys. So I think that you have to, unfortunately, you have to look at it that way. And I do think that for a 28-year-old quarterback who has had a lot more success than Trubisky, that there is potential upside for Wentz. Is it a slam dunk? Absolutely not. But would this be horrible? No, I don't think so.
You know what? You know what I would much rather see them do, and I have no idea if Ryan Pace has the time to do it. I don't trust Ryan Pace to do anything right at quarterback at all, and I've seen nothing from Matt Nagy's coaching staff, it leads me to believe they could fix anybody who needs fixing. I've seen them collaborate on Nick Foles, and it was awful. And I've seen him try to coach Mitch Trubisky, and he refuses to understand what Trubisky is. And when he finally did, they could beat the crappy defenses. So there's nothing that leads me to be hopeful. The only thing I would like to see them do is let Nick Foles start at quarterback. Take one in the draft. Do not spend any draft capital on any quarterback out there. Do not bring any of that in this year. And I would like to see them, with their first two draft picks, take offensive linemen. I want that redone. I've been saying for weeks, if you start building from the guys closest to the football, then you'll be ready to take a quarterback when you can adequately protect him, adequately block for the run against good defenses, not against crap. I don't want to see, if they're going to spend draft capital, I want it to be on offensive linemen because their line is a mess. That's
are you down, though, with what's going on the inside? Are you cool with Sam Mustipher as the center and then James Daniels and Cody Whitehair as your guards? Are you cool with the inside?
If that's the three best players in the inside, yes. From what I saw, they can't beat good ones, and the tackles are really a dangerous thing. And I think it's easier. I think they're better off. The interior three, while I still have questions, are better than the tackles because I got all kinds of fears with that. I want that offensive line fixed. That 20th overall pick better be an offensive, better be a left tackle. That's what I want. I'm willing to ride Nick Foles because I just have no hope for this year if you can't protect the quarterback. And remember when Mark Potash was on a couple weeks ago, and he made the point, he defended Nick Foles' time, as crappy as Foles was, because that offensive line was injured and a mess. And also, I don't think Nagy has a clue how to use a running game. He uses it grudgingly. And I think that there's something to be learned there. I don't care if Nick Foles gets all beaten up. I have no future with Nick Foles. I don't care. I would care if I traded for somebody like Carson Wentz and spent a lot of draft capital. I'd want to protect it. I don't think this line can protect somebody like Carson Wentz. A good defense. I don't think a good defense can I don't think this offensive line can protect him against a good defense. And so I'd much rather start rebuilding the offensive line wherever it goes. Let Nick Foles be quarterback.
No, I think that's a great point. And I actually went back and watched two Bears games the other day because I was thinking the same thing about Nick Foles while we're talking about this. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Actually, you didn't say this, but I'm saying this. I was like, okay, what the hell happened to Nick Foles? Because when he came in this past season, it looked like a positive move by the Bears. You're like, okay, this is a competent quarterback who is teetering on still being a starter in the NFL. For a number of reasons, it looked like a pretty good acquisition by the Bears. And then I what happened? So I watched the Atlanta game. And In the Atlanta game, you still had James Daniels in there. You had the offensive line had been playing well. The competition wasn't the same. However, I saw a quarterback behind that offensive line who looked confident, who looked elusive, who looked in control, who had his deep ball game going. There was so much confidence and that Nick Foles had in that game. And I watched every single offensive snap that Nick Foles had from the middle of the third quarter and then what he did with the three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, and he was in complete control, never frazzled at all. Then I went and watched. I picked a game. I picked the L.A. Rams game. And in that game, you then had Rashad Coward in. To your point, you had Rashad Coward in at guard. He, as you may recall, made a horrible false start penalty in that game. I think it was on a third and one. No, it was a fourth and one, which turned into a fourth and six and then a punting situation. But in that game, all of a sudden, Nick Foles seriously looked like Bambi out there. Like, he looked like a rookie who had nothing. It was completely flustered at every single moment during the game. Leonard Floyd coming at him, number 54, Leonard Floyd, coming at him, like, on just overpowering Bobby Massey, busting through the offensive line and crushing Nick Foles. Foles had lost it. And we're talking about over a matter of a few games. He could not function behind that Bears offensive line. And some of that you can put on Foles and say, you know what, in this day and age, you got to be able to be a little, you have to be able to improvise and use your legs and make up for bad offensive lines. That's what good quarterbacks do. But we found out that Nick Foles was incapable of that. I still think that if there is order restored to an offensive line, that Nick Foles could still be a good quarterback.
Well, we've spent more time on this, I think, than either of us suspected. So I think what we're due, Mark, we're still going to do what Mark heard. Let's take a break so we show some lazy form of, some fake form of radio discipline.
And we'll When's Randazzo coming on? What about Randazzo?
If Stifler's not lying to us, he will be here at 1 o'clock.
I wasn't lying last time, Stifler? I'm just stupid.
That's perfect, though.
That's
Sean.
True.
It's okay, buddy.
Yes. Well, that's perfect for Saturday suckage. So we'll take a break when we come back, and we will begin part two of What Mark Heard here on Saturday Suckage. Every bit of it, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wake and bake. Come on.
For the past 15 minutes now, you've been droning on about names. Toby Wong, Toby Chung. Charlie Chan.
It's not me. I'm here and not there. And yeah.
Toby, who the f- is Toby?
I'm here and not there. I forgot about that one.
All right. That's is keeping with Saturday Suckage. That's an open that we have for a caller, Toby. The President Emeritus, the Grand Almighty Omnipotent Vapor of the Wake and Bake Club. I assume it's Stifler played that because Toby's on the phone.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Toby?
Hello. Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy New Year. Since
we haven't talked to you during the new year.
Jesus. I don't think so.
All right. Well, happy new year to you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a legitimate question today.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is good.
This is going to be different.
Yeah, right. I would actually like to get people's answers to this who listen. So it's 5 years later, right? 5 years since 2016.
Wow, look at you doing math. You're doing work.
I know. And you know, however many years since Theo's been here and now he's gone. My question is, weren't we promised more than this? I know we got a World Series.
We don't need the crowds. We don't need to crowdsource this, Toby. The answer's
that. I know. But, you know, okay, and I hate to be, you know, young guy. Oh, yeah, great. First World Series in 108 years. Next. But come on, man. I mean, we were, and I feel like we're on the other side of it now, you know, and like we're back to normal. You know, cool. Are they going to sign Manny Ramirez as a hitting coach?
They don't need to because Starlin Castro's not around. So,
Well, maybe they'll sign Starlin Castro as a hitting coach. That'll be,
That actually would kind of fit with the theme of the Cubs, if the theme is Jake Arrieta. Well, it didn't turn out to be the Atlanta Braves. They did achieve some sustained success, so I don't know that I don't know that the Cubs promised multiple World Series. They promised that they'd be competing every year, which they did, but just not for long enough.
Yeah.
That, so I kind of agree with you, Toby. I mean,
and,
I wasn't expecting,
you know, I just don't want to go back to the old ways, you know, of just being happy with, yay, they brought a guy I know back.
Well, then don't be.
Remember? Remember when Jake Arrieta pitched for us before? You remember that? he was pretty awesome.
Do you remember in 2015?
Remember when he had like the good season, and it was like one of the best seasons ever, or like part of the season or something, and he played for us like a few years ago?
All right, now
he's back.
Here is a quick, you guys want my Jake Arrieta and old Cubs stories. Here is a braggadocious story from yours truly. As you guys may or may not know, I was part of the Cubs parade. I was lucky enough to be on one of the train cars, the double-decker buses or whatever they were. And you get assigned to a bus. And my bus partners just happened to be, check me out, Jake Arrieta, Kyle Schwarber, and Mike Montgomery, all guys who were major contributors that are no longer with the Cubs anymore. Those were my guys.
Wow.
It was the four of us hanging out all day on a World Series bus. I don't know that I've ever revealed that to anybody, and now I have. There it is, and they were awesome.
And you tweeted out the picture today.
Yeah, I tweeted out one of the pictures. Yeah, it's on my Twitter right now. You can check it out. That is taken by yours truly, Schwarber and Arrieta in that particular picture. So, yeah, that was what a day. What a day.
I have something for you. Am I still here?
Yeah, well, you're here, not there. Isn't that what the
here.
Intro said?
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've heard that. That made me laugh, too. Here's what's so funny is that I guess I'll be revealing where I used to live in Albuquerque.
You were the governor of Albuquerque.
Right. Well, I guess exactly, which is weird. So I know this is weird to reveal, but this is where I used to live in Albuquerque. So, and I didn't realize this till about a year later, but the two streets that were on either side of the apartment building that I lived in, Montgomery, and spelled like the guitarist, but Hendrix.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I didn't.
Wow.
It was spelled like the guitar. And I was like I said, about a year afterwards, because the street behind me was a small one. I was like, is that Hendrix Avenue or whatever? And it hit me, and it was one of those you know, man.
Dude, did that require filling a bong in celebration or simply self-medicating?
Yes. indeed.
Yes, there we go.
The answer to that question is yes.
Yes, on all counts. That's excellent. All right. Well, that's terrific. Toby, it's so glad to hear from you. I want to let people know that the Score Listener line is powered by BetQL, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And I had some ideas earlier, so I'll run them by you as gubernatorial emeritus of the Wager Debate Club. So I had an idea of, because I really like the pasta sauce at my Trader Joe's. It's roasted garlic and basil, and I called it marijuana sauce. And I thought, that would be excellent, wouldn't it? Do you ever make that? Do you ever make roasted garlic and basil marijuana sauce?
Well, I suppose you could. No, I haven't tried that, but pretty much anything that you boil, you could boil, you know, you could add a whole bunch of leaves to it and boil it into the sauce.
Okay.
So you're you're a vape guy. You're not really a cookies.
Now, I want to clear that up.
Okay.
I am not a vape guy.
This ought to be good.
Oh, what?
Because there's a difference between what they call now vaping. Mm-hmm. And vaporizing your weed.
If
people know Doug Benson and what he showed in the documentary Super Jaime, that's what I'm talking about when I say vaporizing.
Okay. So you vaporize, you don't vape.
I vaporize, I don't vape, right.
All right, Steve,
and edibles.
Well, I had a idea for a vape cell phone. I thought they should be combined. So I don't...
Is that like Louis C.K.'s dog phone?
I don't want anything to do with Louis C.K. I don't want anything to do with Louis C.K.
He was canceled. He was canceled a long time ago.
So is that a workable piece of technology from your extensive experience?
Well, I'll have to talk to my engineers on that, but we'll see if we can get that going for you.
I can't imagine that your engineer would be anybody but Thomas the Tank Engine.
I just wanted to say, too, I listen sometimes during the week, and I thought this was the original Steve-O and the Bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Bernstein and Rahimi show now. They're doing the Family Guy.
We have nothing.
I think so.
Toby, always good to hear from you.
I was confused.
Always good to hear from you, Toby.
Always good to hear from you, too. I'm glad I got my answers.
Yeah. It's exactly what you thought.
We don't even have to source it.
Well, I'm glad. I thought I was the only one. But, we were promised more than this.
I'm glad that Trash Panda was not here today because he just X's out all the phones and you wouldn't have been able to get through. So Stifler is your new hero. Yeah.
I know. Was Stifler's mom a part of the show?
Well, let's get to it now.
This is the mom
we might as
show.
Well do it. Stifler, open up a mic because we are the mom show. We know about Gene Grody sending Gary Grody to the Jewels. We learned about Trash Panda's mom. We even had a texter from the 815, of course. This is a WB Club entrenched listener. My wife doesn't know or care about the score, which I listen to all the time. She only knows one name, Trash Panda. She just asked if I'm listening to the Trash Panda show. That's a text we got. So, yes. So now, Stifler, it's too impossible not to know about Stifler's mom. Tell us, Stifler, about your mom. What's her name?
Lenora.
Lenora. Okay. And how would you describe Bachelorette number one?
I would describe my mother as very kind, sweet, and probably pissed off at me a little bit.
Why is that?
Her and her sister and my uncle are deciding to go to Florida for the next week, and I'm not too excited about that with the current pandemic. And she asked me if I could go drop her off at the airport, and I was like, no, I'm good. And I haven't talked to her since then, so I might be in trouble with Lenora.
Wow, you didn't want to contribute to that, huh?
I said the words, I don't want to condone it, so it was really nice.
Wow, good standing strong. Man. Wow, so we have conflict. We have mother conflict for the first time.
Oh, my goodness.
She's great, though.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. We have not.
I got to tell you guys this really quick. So last night I was talking to my mom. You're going to love this. Is perfect for this moment. So my mom was, she always likes to know, so what's your schedule this week? Because my schedule during Bears off season is always all over the board. I said, well, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And then, you know, she goes, well, are you working with Steve tomorrow? And I said, yeah. And she said, she goes, this is great. She's like, I just really like that's I think that's my favorite show that you do, because you guys talk about sports, but you know, sometimes you don't always talk about sports, and I like that. And it just it's very you guys are very comfortable, but I think that's my favorite show that you do. So that you know, I don't know what that said. Like I thought it was nice. I took it in the spirit in which she gave it, but that means she doesn't really like my solo shows that much. Or if I fill it on the afternoon show. You know, it's the one with the cynical Steve Rosenblum that she likes the best.
Yeah, but it's all about the moms. That's what nobody realizes. It's like, oh, the dirty little secret is they just love moms, and we do. And Jean Grody is mom for life. She's the show mom for life. And here's the 708 texter with the obvious question, Stifler: is your mom hot or what?
And the obvious answer is no.
Well, you wouldn't be able to say that objectively.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get this question in grammar school. So, like, this is not new, and I don't know why people expect me to be like, oh, yeah, she's smoking.
So your mom, because, so you are saying your mom is attractive then? Because been getting that question.
I said no, school. Mark Grody.
No, but you've been getting that question a lot. So that must, do you think your friends think your mom is, let's just say, attractive?
I think it could be possible.
So you think your mom's hot? Okay.
I don't think that. Can we go to break?
Oh my God!
This show is headed towards the Broadcast Museum Hall of Fame. This is legendary, even for Saturday Suckage and the Wake and Bake Club. I want to thank you for calling in, Toby. Always good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll talk again soon if I'm allowed.
Sure. Yeah. Right. And if nobody important listens to the show,
does your mom know me, Mark?
Yeah.
Does she say I like that Toby character you have?
You know what? She has never mentioned you, but hopefully she's listening today. I'm going to be at Gene and Gare's tomorrow. After I actually am doing a show tomorrow, 9 to noon, and then I'm blasting off for Itasca. And so I will get the full review. I you know what?
Well,
she seems to
like,
for whatever reason, my mom seems to like everything about this show. So I'm guessing she probably, I don't know that, you know, I like all the marijuana talk, but, you know, yeah, she's very interesting.
I already took the praise thinking that I was a part of it. So, you know,
I just want confirmation
on that.
Now that we've broached the obvious subject, we have texts like, is she single? Your mom is probably a smoke
show. We have a guest.
Is she single?
And here's the one. This looks, I think it really is Trash Panda. It's signed Trash Panda. And the text is, I have on good authority, Stifler's mom has got it going on.
And the rocket's right now.
All right. Nicely played. Thank you, Will. Thank you all for listening. We will continue with the next hour. Well, we're going to have some random Wayne on. We don't know. You'll see whatever Stifler could arrange. It could be Wayne Newton for all we know. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. This is undoubtedly a Saturday Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.